You know, dude, sometimes you drink the beer, and well, sometimes the beer drinks you. This is the perfect pour.
Nice Lebowski reference. Hey, this is the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show for it. The
self-explanatory.
I totally screwed it up.
What are we doing?
It's a show about stuff that beer geeks would be interested in. Mm. There you go. That's what it is. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And in case you want to listen about a bunch of bro talk, right?
Bro talk. Here comes the bro talk.
We're bro free.
Oh. That was Matt. No, we're always broing in here as long as you guys are here.
Okay. So broing's not coming back. Got it.
Broing. There's been complaints about too little broing.
Please up the bro game.
Ironically, from somebody that was like, I think they kind of bro out a little too much. Mm-hmm. And then months later, more broing!
What? Is this?
Maybe that means people still listen to us. Yeah. Maybe that's a compliment.
So we're going to talk about craft beer releases to look out for. We're going to talk about news culture stuff that you might think is cool if you're a beer geek. And we're going to drink a lot of beer, too, man. And listeners are going to call us and leave us messages about things.
Speaking of drinking a lot of
beer. Most robust voicemail system in the podcast game.
Robust.
And the best soundboard in the podcast game.
That's on it.
Unmatched.
Just, we all have to wait 5 seconds. There's a 5 second delay on the soundboard.
Yeah. In case there's any swearing.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta beep bleep out any swearing.
But it's a natural
bleep
5 seconds.
Out the swearing. If you're a first time listener and your kids are in the car,
just go back.
You don't lie here swearing, it's gonna come up.
Don't worry, they'll edit out that air gap in post.
Yeah, probably not. All right, first beer of the episode.
Oh, my.
It's juicy.
We believe it's from Augers Lagers. Augers _ Lagers donated this to the show. We're pretty sure. Modern Times beer collabed with Cloudwater. This is one of those cans, 16-ounce can releases that I think you would only get if you're a Modern Times insider.
Super cool.
You gotta know a guy.
Yep. It's foggy.
Oh boy.
Woo! It's got lots of nose. It's a freshie. Roots of Coincidence is the name of this.
I would put this on my pizza.
You're saying it's very pineapple?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, it is. And I like this. I like pineapple in my beer.
Oh, yeah? Where else do you like it?
Nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe straight out of a can.
I think the word, sir, pineapples are grown from the ground.
Nah, I get them from a can.
No.
I know you guys.
Don't they come from palm trees?
I know. You guys bother with all these.
It's tropical, right?
I've been shaking this palm tree all day. Not one pineapple's falling out of it.
Yeah. Not one. Not a coconut or a pineapple in sight. Coconut.
Mm. Damn squirrels.
I like this. I'm sure Nick doesn't, but
I actually like it. I wish it was less cloudy for better mouthfeel, but the flavor is good.
Ooh, you just gave us mouthfeel.
So do you dislike the foggy IPAs because of the mouthfeel more?
Yes.
Than the flavor? Mm-hmm. If you just close your it's the mouthfeel. It doesn't matter if you close your eyes, you're gonna get it.
It's the, but what is this?
Sorry, I was watching the Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
I saw an exchange on Twitter. I think it was the beer babe or she was saying like, or somebody, either somebody was in her reply or she was saying, if you just closed your eyes, if you just did a blind taste test,
okay,
you wouldn't be able to tell. And I think that's BS.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cloudy IPAs, there's no other. It's like the most distinct mouthfeel there is, are with cloudy IPAs.
I will take this Pepsi challenge and try a clear IPA versus a cloudy IPA, especially if I could find two that are similar. Like, hopefully someone makes a cloudy and a clear version of the same beer.
I think even a dope like me could tell.
But I get this wet sockness to it. Like, it's chewy. You could, I mean, there's, actually, you could see the shit in the beer. You got to feel that washing over your tongue. It's not just nothing making it cloudy.
We'll set that up one day.
Every time I close my eyes, I see her lying there.
Huh?
I think it was a earlier reference, Nick.
Chicago, come on.
Wow, Chicago reference.
Sir, you did not do that in the proper Peter Cetera vernacular.
After it's all said and done.
Now I hear it. You went Shatner on me. I'm lost.
We also had a couple beers beforehand during our tailgate.
I promise you.
Wow.
I can't go that high. Sorry.
Mikey does not like being tangented. Look at him.
I'm fine.
You know how I feel.
I'm fine. I don't care about getting tangented. I just have a, purpose in life is to keep shows on the rails.
Oh, good luck.
Says the one who tangents the most.
Yep. The two tailgate beers we had, Alpha King, the Three Floyds.
Whoa, Alpha, no cussing, King, sir.
Very metal beer. And also,
I don't want to know Al's fucking.
Burial Beer Company Skillet Donut Stout.
Worst name ever.
For a band or for a beer?
I'll let you decide. I think that one XL gave us. He was like saying, hey, drink my beers because I'm sending more beers. So I'm like, yes, sir.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I guess we'll see if we could move them to the front of the queue.
I didn't get any donut from that beer.
First in, first out.
It's always a dice roll when you put the name of a flavor in the beer title. You're asking for trouble.
It's all subjective.
Asking for trouble. Did you like that being a stout, Nick?
Looking at me,
Mr. Stout guy.
What are you? Yes, I liked it.
You're our stout cicerone, unofficial stout cicerone.
I agreed with Matt. He said it seemed thin at first, like a dry stout would be.
Mm-hmm. Or English stout, but yeah.
But there was some pretty solid roastiness coming through.
A little bit. Didn't seem 8%.
Did not. No.
We played an ABV game and we all guessed under. We under. So there, you're all caught up. We're all caught up. We got beers. We got some good foggy going. We're all good.
All good.
And now it's time to get in some beer culture.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, culture.
Okay. Oh, me?
You're all right. Across.
So obviously this is a loaded question. And I'm sure it could get very personal very quickly. So we'll just keep it. We'll keep it superficial.
I'm interested.
I'm going for the time old tradition of anybody in the world, alive or dead, who would you want to have a beer with?
Oh, wow. Well, this is tough because the first person that popped in my head was Eddie Van Halen, but he's quote unquote sober.
Mm. So you want coked out Eddie Van Halen from 85.
No, I don't want him coked out. I just want him drinking. Beer drinking Eddie. Just
beer drinking.
He hadn't gotten to the coke yet.
Beer drinking Eddie.
Maybe Sammy, though. Dave.
See, Sammy would be like, let's go get a margarita, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, no, come on, Sam. Let's keep drinking beer. It's like, no.
No, margaritas.
No.
Haven't you heard my song?
Tequila. Sammy, fuck, give it up.
I think Sammy works one of his song titles into every sentence.
He keeps things simple, man. There's one
he's song. He's like, oh, hell, man. We get there quicker, but I can't drive 55.
There's one song. I don't know if it was a Sammy song or if it was a Chickenfoot song. I think it was a Chickenfoot song. He was like, woke up in the morning, started shaving my face, and just used the blade on my face. It was just like describing his morning, basically. It was exactly. Yep, and that was the song.
So, way to go,
good job,
Sammy.
Good job, Sammy.
Yep.
I know that's terrible. Like anybody in history.
Eddie Van Halen. Good to Sammy Hagar.
Well, see, now you'd be the only one because nobody's ever picked Eddie Van Halen.
He's all asleep over there. He's like, Eddie, you're up.
What?
Some dumbass picked you to drink beers with. But I'll drink beers. I told them.
Did Michael Jackson send that check yet?
Yeah. Steve Stevens wrote that riff, but Eddie did the solo.
Oh, I see. Just that little, I did not know.
A little trivia there for you. Michael just told Eddie to come in, and Eddie didn't know anything about the song. He came in and did two, he's like, just solo over this. And Eddie just did two solos.
Damn.
They took one. That was it. Boom.
Kicked his ass out.
Yep. All it took. And... Tangent number one. Now, Matt. You've had plenty of time to think about this.
If it was somebody that
who
was
would you drink
dead... from? And a celebrity, it'd be Leslie Nielsen.
Damn. Nice.
That would be a good beer. And
that's alive, a good choice, though.
Alive.
You really think about it.
I'm still riding like birthday weekend high, so it'd be Dallas Green. I'd like to pick that guy's brain a little bit. He seemed pretty cool.
Dallas Green. The baseball manager?
No.
Only and we know where Mike's priorities lie.
And I figured you'd go that route. He used to play in a band, or still kind of does play in a band called Alexis on Fire. Currently, he does City in Color, and he also did a side project with Pink called You and Me.
Wow.
So he's a multi-talented musician, singer, player, whatnot. Sold out the Fremont Theater.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Good kid.
What a guy.
Good guy. Good guy. Nick, what about you, man?
Well, see, I've had time to think about this. Yeah. So it's kind of unfair.
It is unfair.
Because you still don't have anything?
No. Oh, no.
He's like, come back to me.
Where do you want to go? I mean, dead as a drummer, John Henry Bonham.
Oh,
alive, Nick Offerman, and or
ooh, that'd be a good choice.
Tom Hanks
would be boring.
No way. Tom Hanks would be a freaking awesome beer drinking buddy.
So
you're probably right.
Signs out every tweet, Tom Hanks, and it's like, Hanks had a good day, Hanks.
Yes. How awesome is that?
Is he saying thanks or Hanks?
And he still takes pictures of trash cans when they say T. Hanks on them.
Maybe he's just like making sure, hey, this isn't an intern. It's me, the Tom Hanks.
The Tom Hanks. Brings his typewriter along. Hey, you want to write something?
I'm going to start saying that on all my tweets and all my different Twitter handles.
What, Hanks?
No, yeah, Hanks. Hey, Fresno. Fulton Street's open. Hanks.
Nice. See if he notices.
Michael Keaton has a very interesting social media presence, by the way.
That'd be a good beer drinking.
And buddy. That'd be a good beer drinking.
Because he is Batman.
And Beetlejuice. And both of those are crazy out there people.
And the dad from Herbie Fully Loaded.
And Multiplicity, so he had multiple personalities.
And he ran a car manufacturing plant as well.
Oh, yeah.
Your car manufacturing plant.
That was a good movie, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched that one.
Was he Tucker?
No.
No.
What was that movie called? It was a car manufacturer going under, and and he brought in a bunch of Asian workers, and like it was a whole thing. And now I forget.
It was made in 1992.
Damn it. I don't remember that one.
Hmm. Why?
All right.
We're all good on that one?
Yeah. So next up, beer nerddom.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd alert. In this day of craft beer, is Oktoberfest in Germany still the nirvana of beer drinking. Like, do craft beer nerds respect the Oktoberfest in Germany? Or do they now see Great American Beer Festival as the place to be? Like, will you, as a nerd, craft beer nerd, will you still make the pilgrimage to Germany one day to go to Oktoberfest?
I think for this country, it's GABF all the way. I would think
if... Yeah, obviously, if you're... Yeah, for this country, that's the biggest beer event. But as personally, do you see, like, GABF would be like, you're... Like, I'll stop here, or are you still going to go on and go to Oktoberfest?
Oh, yeah, Oktoberfest, that would be on my list for sure.
Yeah.
It would be, it's still behind Firestone Walker, still ahead of that for me. Even the Sacramento thing that Matt just went to.
So it doesn't have to be GABF, but I'm saying, does Oktoberfest still trump all of those?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or are you fine? Are you fine just doing American craft beer?
I would be, but no. But like that would sort like what I'm saying is like once I knock those off my list, then I would start looking. I would start looking like, hey, Oktoberfest, Germany. That would be pretty kick ass. You know, like where I would need to do these things to get them out of the way, and that would free my mind up to start thinking about Oktoberfest.
Uh-huh. So you are a craft beer nerd.
Yes.
You would rather stay here locally and see all these festivals before.
Like I'm like a crotchety old grump, so I'm like,
leave my house.
An 18-hour plane ride? No, thank you. What if you go nuts on that plane ride, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like hour 10, you're just like, I can't take it.
I need a beer.
And they're like, dude, sir, there's like another 5 hours to go. No, there isn't.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I'll put that on the beer bucket list, though, Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Like what happens at Oktoberfest?
No.
Other than just a crap ton of drinking.
Nobody knows.
Lagers. Lager drinking.
Liters at a time.
Girls and corsets or whatever. And
lots of schnitzel.
Lots of schnitzel.
I don't know. I've never been. I want to go, though.
I all I know is whenever I'll see the McKellar, the European McKellar, Twitter feed, like they'll do a live thing or it's just something on Instagram Live, and there'll be like some big event. And it's just like a big hall and just people, music, and people. And it's like, wow, that looks pretty damn cool. Yeah.
Some dancing. And
they probably know how to do it.
Lederhosen.
Yeah, maybe you get, like, I always often think about, like, if I go to England or if I go to Europe in general, like, I gotta get really good at drinking Pilsner lagers and Pilsner. And, like, so I'll know when I go there, I'm like, oh, this is good or this is bad. Because right now, if I just went there right now, I'd just be like, I don't know, I'm pretty sure this is good. Or bad? Is this a bad lager? I don't.
And they're all laughing at you in the corner because you're drinking.
I'd have to get like really fine.
You're drinking the German version of 805.
Yep. Yeah. I'm like, this is the best beer I've ever had. And they're all.
It tastes good, good beer, yeah. Yeah.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. You drink more.
Oh, you know your beer. Wow, you must have podcast. You're a great beer snob, huh?
Oh yeah, pretty good. Lots of hops, bro.
How many Lipas you have on your truck at home? What? So many Lipas, yeah?
Oh, man. Some German's holding a flashlight up on his forehead going, look at me, I'm American,
look
yeah?
Look at me, American.
I have Lipas.
Look. I can see at night, yeah? This is great.
I'm American truck, yeah?
And we start all the tangents.
Yeah.
Tangenters.
Damn it.
Net else, Nick?
Also.
Wait, do you care about Oktoberfest, Matt?
To me, Oktoberfest in Germany is like going to the land of dive bars. Which I have a threshold of dive bars where if you surpass it, I go,
I'm rather done with dive bars.
I'd rather just not be drinking right now.
You're like, dive bar number one. Yeah, dive bar. Woo! That number two, you're like, yeah, dive bar. Dive bar number three, you're like, can we go to, like, Taco Bell or, like, can we go home? Like, yeah.
18 hours each way, 3 hours at Oktoberfest.
Yep. Then get back on a plane.
So, I'd probably rather go to a craft brew fest.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Wow. Controversial.
Controversial.
Hopefully.
I mean, if I was in Germany and I stopped by breweries and did stuff like that.
If it was
like
outside my hotel.
What's going on in there?
But you're calling down at this. What the fuck's going on next door?
But
oh, that's Oktoberfest.
I don't know if I would purposely go there for beer and or festivals. I think I would go for a vacation, and if I found beer,
you go see like the birthplace of Yngwie Malmsteen or something.
Sure, yeah, whatever. Cool.
Hey, could you tell me where Yngwie Malmsteen's from?
Wolfsburg Castle, sir.
Wolfsburg.
Volkswagens.
Oh, the Volkswagens. Yeah, I was thinking Yngwie. Sorry.
No.
Wolfgang Van Halen. Who?
Wolfsburg Castle.
And then Van Halen. He's a Wolfgang, huh?
Maybe a good Hofbräu, yeah.
You have Hofbräu. I hear it's Hustler Shop now.
Hustler Shop.
That's.
Then go to the factory in Hanover.
Oh. The Volkswagens.
He's saying Volkswagen things.
Oh. New beer has entered the show.
Then maybe the
left or right of your podcast dial. I got top pour.
Has it Tool Factory?
Mm.
Oh, sure. I don't want this now, Mikey.
Top pour. Sorry.
You got your germs all over it.
Got my top pour germ. I took all the top. Man, that aroma. God, that top pour aroma can't be.
Shut it. Stop it. Can't be. Stop. Stop it.
Actually, there's not a whole lot of aroma.
Booze.
What we got here, Matt?
Unjunked Stout.
Unjunked.
From New Jersey's Carton Brewing. I love Carton. At Thank You XL.
So, normal adjunct stouts are known to be a popular thing, so this is an unjunct.
Oh, they're contrarian over there, Carton.
ABV game, guys, go.
Oh, shit. Oh, whoa.
11.
Surprise ABV game. 11, huh? I think that's
I'm overshooting because I messed up on the last one.
I'm saying 8.5.
Ooh. Are you sure?
No. That's what somebody does to you when they're like, when you're taking a test, but they're trying to make sure you pass it. I'm like, oh, are you sure about that A5? No, I'm not. Actually, 9.5. I'm 9.8? 9, 10, 11?
It's the closest thou going over is Mikey.
Oh, yeah!
Actual percentage is 8.5.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Whoa!
Also, you would have nailed it had you not changed your answer. Look at
me. No, I didn't change it.
No, there's a giant fat eraser mark over that.
Oh, no, it says 8.5.
No, you wore a hole in the Scantron.
This tastes like an 8.5.
Remarked it.
Let's see. The thing about stouts made with additional things like coffee, while they taste just like coffee, they taste just like coffee. Okay.
Don't you doubt the copywriting.
Bitter and sweet.
Of Carton Brewing.
Yeah, so. No additional flavors in this bounces between coffee and chocolate.
Stop trying to think there's other flavors, you freaking beer geeks. There's just these flavors.
Well, they have.
But I'm actually getting more of a roasty.
Well, I mean, they do have malts. It's not necessarily chocolate malts, but they have malts that are roasted in a way that it gives them a sweetness where it could taste like chocolate. And then they have malts that are roasted in a way that they taste like coffee without them having coffee in them. I've had both. I can confirm these things.
These are confirms. Confirms. Did we cover all the things? We got more
news.
Things?
I have the last gripe I have is every label buy I try to pick up lately has been a damn Blondale. What the hell?
Well, Blondales are dominating the label game right now, huh?
Apparently. Well, I've never seen so many Blondales, and they all seem to have really cool labels.
Who the hell is buying Blondales?
I don't know.
And they craft beer Blondales.
They all seem to have more fun?
Apparently. I like a brunette. No, I just, it was weird. We were at Fig Tree trying to pick out a birthday beer from somebody, for somebody we know. And
happy belated birthday to Bearded Brewer 87.
I made it.
Yay.
Third decade of my life.
Turdies.
There were plenty of turds that happened the past few days.
So we were like, ooh, that's a cool label. Let's get him that one. Oh, Blondale. Never mind. Oh, that's a really cool label. Oh, Blondale. Never
mind. So. I might go in the Fig Tree. Like, there's so many of those beers that just sit in like all of these old, weird styles of stuff. I'm like, who the hell is buying these? There's like, sometimes it feels like I'm the only one even going in there for craft beer. Cause like every time it's rare that there's somebody else looking in the same doors I'm looking at. It's usually somebody goes in there, goes to the corner where
you're just in their way
and stuff. Yeah. I always look, I'm like, who's this? Who's this cool person? And then they just go in and get a fucking Bud Light 12 pack or something. I'm like, oh,
you're just blocking the aisle. So they can't
get out of the way.
Yeah.
Dumbass, what are you standing there looking at the doors for? All you do is you walk up, open the door, take the beer, leave.
And leave.
Well, actually, I like to look at the doors. And shut up. So I'm just like, there's so many beers that are just sitting there forever. And I don't think that's just a Fig Tree thing. I think it's everywhere.
It's Fresno-wide, unfortunately.
And like, I think there's like a crap ton of beer in a lot of places around here that have just been sitting like the 5 year ago boom of like Fresno getting craft beer. Like there's still some of the same beers in the those doors.
Yikes.
And they're like, let's all get craft beer. And then now it's just kind of like flat and flat table top. And everyone's just like, what do we do with all this beer? Yeah.
Especially when the place does not look like they would even try to get craft beer.
Right.
And you accidentally just walk in there one day because you're like, okay, I need a bottle of water quick. Like, this is going to have to do. And you walk in, all of a sudden, you're flooded with, like, shelves of craft beer. You're like, holy shit, I've drove by this place for the last 12 years and never known they had beer in here.
Mm-hmm. I know. Makes me worried. I'm a little worried.
Mm-hmm. Old beer. It's a thing.
Old beer's the thing. Matt, what's some culture stuff?
It's almost a looking out for, but fucking Beechwood they're like, oh, by the way, we'll be canning later this year.
Yep.
So Beechwood is getting in the can game.
I saw them saying Citraholic. They showed a Citraholic label.
An amalgamator.
Citraholic in a can. Amalgamator, Citraholic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Oh my God. Not absolutely nothing.
And then, absolutely nothing. That's also
don't, a song. Don't say it again.
And then I was at.
You're ruining it.
I'm always interested in celebrities or TV shows or, in this case, a concert where they partake in alcohol. And I always like to.
Booze.
Judge them in that. And
what do they drink?
So I was at the City in Color concert, and after they got all the guitars and everything set up, there was a guy that walked to the stage with the beers. So and
nice
the beer choice, which I didn't. They only had 805 and Luponic on draft.
Hey, Luponic.
So obviously that's what I had. But the Miller Lite cans, those were the put on the stage on top of the. On the little areas, and
this is a band that could and the writer have most anything.
Yep,
they're like Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm. So that was the official beer choice of the band. And I noticed that the Dallas, the lead of the band, he had his in a koozie. Oh. I didn't know if he was trying to get it in under the radar.
Like,
and be like, oh, he's just sipping on something in a koozie, or if he just preferred it to stay cold. Yeah. And then he also had a cup next to it with brown liquid about a quarter of the way full.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
Probably bourbon.
Bourbon and light beer.
So it was interesting to see the beer choice of the band. And I heard they were at a bar across the street beforehand. And I know that they had pizza and beer afterwards. So
wow.
They seemed like pretty chill dudes.
Well, that's pretty crazy. If they're in a bar across from their own show beforehand,
yeah.
There must have been tons of people in the bar that knew who they were.
I didn't know. One of my friends, he's like, hey, dude, I'm hanging out at this bar over here and the band is hanging out. And I'm just like, oh, okay. That's crazy. But it's one of those things. It's just like, you probably wouldn't have gone there had you didn't know. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think people just go, let's go scan all the bars and see if we find anybody today. That's not how it happens.
That's what I would do.
I've done that.
Just like that time I went to Liberty and I swore I saw Martin Starr. I didn't go in there and go, okay, we're in Morro Bay. We got to see some celebrities. I didn't just walk into the bar going that. I just went, maybe.
The first time Van Halen came through, it was like the premium time in my life for Van Halen to come through. And we had all our sources. Like, we're like, if you see Eddie, you see anybody, tell us. Page, put me right there.
Page me.
Like, I had the day off from work. I'm like, I'm ready. Like, from 8 a.m. on. And we heard one girl that was friends of ours was like, she worked in the laundromat, or she went to the laundromat. I was like, oh, their limo came to the laundromat or the dry cleaner, not laundromat. And he came in, Sammy came in, and he took pictures of us and signed on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and they don't even give a shit about that. I'm like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
You're that asshole. There's always that asshole that, like, barely knows who they are, yep. Who gets, like, this premium day with them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we hung out. Oh, really? Do you know who they were? There's some band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Asshole. Thanks for telling me.
How it is.
That's how it is. I've just completely train wrecked the show right now. We're all just like,
oh. So that's news. What's next?
That's news.
Well, that's news.
Other things. Other things. I have a question for you.
No.
Mm.
No questions.
If this is one I'll throw out the bells too on Dorktown, if we ever do a Dorktown again.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, he doesn't listen to this.
Pliny in a can. Would you accept Pliny going into a can?
Negative.
Ooh.
I'm out.
Matt
Pliny
says,
goes in the can?
Matt says, without hesitation, yes. No problems with it.
Unacceptable.
Next. Why unacceptable, Nick?
It goes against their philosophy. If they're not willing to grow to a bigger facility to make more Pliny.
Mm-hmm. Which they are doing.
They are doing.
Can you imagine how quick they'd run out of it if they tried to can it?
Wow. I mean, plus, imagine that. Cans of Pliny. That would be the most, like, the most buzzworthy cans ever, right?
So now your Pliny looks like every other beer on the shelf. Because nobody else has ever used that sexy little bottle that they use.
That's sexy.
Like, you see that bottle, you know it's a Pliny. Mm-hmm. Or you know it's a Russian River, because Blind Pig still uses that bottle.
They make other styles of cans. They could do it.
What would they do? Like the Sapporo,
I wouldn't see that.
The Sapporo curvy can, the silver one?
That'd be dumb.
What would they do?
It'd be like when Boston Beer Company did the funky bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it would be... I guess if it would be exciting, to say the least. But I think I would also I don't want to see it.
I would accept the 6-point cans at the bare minimum.
6-point cans?
The 6-point style, you know, the tall, thin.
Oh, those.
They have the Red Bull cans.
Yeah, I don't like those for beer.
Well, then.
I mean, they're kind of fun because it's 6 point and they're unique, but.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Russian River would have to do something.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, if somebody comes with a case of Pliny cans, I'm like, fuck it, yeah. But I don't wouldn't want them to do it though. I like the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us some traditional stuff. We don't have to update everything, man.
That's just like your opinion.
Maybe. They're like Pliny's the landline of craft beer.
Nice. Copper infused.
Mm-hmm. It's the vinyl of craft beer. It's the you know, this new wave is digital.
The bottle makes it feel analog.
Yeah, analog. Thank you. That's what I was searching for. Pliny is analog. You can't put that in cans. You
cannot. It's too high tech.
Pliny is analog. There's your episode title. We got that. Okay. Tell me, and maybe this is something listeners can throw in too for next week with getting back to us about. Does it feel like this is a completely unscientific observation?
But it feels unlike the other stuff we do.
Yeah. It feels like Sierra Nevada is harder to get. Like, you don't see Sierra taps like you did. You don't. It used to be, it felt like wherever I went, there was at least going to be Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a liquor store or a restaurant or something, or like, well, at least they'll have Sierra on tap. I don't feel like that anymore. It feels like it's not locked in anymore.
Are you saying there's at least one or there's multiple?
What, even at least one, like pale.
Yeah.
Like even. Where it's just not a lot. It used to be like, oh, if they're going to have a craft beer tap, they're going to have Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And now it doesn't feel like the case. And I don't know if that's because of other craft beer moving in or if because AB InBev is just taking, so much, they don't even relinquish tap handles to Sierra even.
Damn.
It feels like I see it less.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've noticed they're down to at least one, whereas it used to be two or three flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's usually the menu says Sierra Nevada seasonal, ask, you know, for a flavor or however they put it. So it changes. So it was Summerfest. Now I'm sure it's Oktoberfest. Or I bet Celebration will be coming on soon.
Oh yeah, Celebration's gonna be coming.
But I agree with you. I've seen less Sierra Nevada. Like it was guaranteed is pale and one other flavor. Now you just see the one seasonal rotation.
Right. Yeah.
Ask server for options.
More of the seasonal you see now than anything else. Yeah, it's scary. Mm-hmm. It scares me a little bit. One more GABF thing. Lumber Jose suggested we look at porchdrinking.com has the full pour list of GABF. There's 2,177 entries.
So you could do a lot of untapped catching up.
Yeah. But Tioga isn't going to be there on the floor where regular GABF people, they just submitted... Just submitted for judging. You guys aren't going to be there pouring, right?
That's my understanding.
Because I went through the whole list and I was like waiting to see Tioga and they were not there. I was like, oh.
Just keep waiting. Must have
just been for judging. Just keep waiting. So we can't suggest to see, make sure to check out Tioga because you're a regular person. You can't. Some ones I saw though, I would suggest would be Double Mountain. Going to be there pouring. Base Camp. Nebraska Brewing. I don't think I've had a Nebraska Brewing beer. Maybe one, but I don't think any. And that's one of the breweries I'm most interested in just having at least one Nebraska Brewing beer. They're going to have a one called Hop God there, so kind of interested in that one. Silva, they're going to have five.
Silva?
Nice.
The Paso Pale is one of them I saw.
Good.
And four other ones. So that's fun that Silva's. So I would, you're going to GABF, check out Silva. And Society, as always, they're going to be there. And
who?
Our friend Sudwerk.
Mm.
Sudwerk's going to be pouring.
Nice.
So those are just ones I noticed from the list that might be of interest to Perfect Pour listeners. You want to check out, or you're planning your GABF lists.
No.
No, you no plan. How's our reps, local reps, oh, for Perfect Pour reps going?
Are you looking for a Nick? Statesman update?
Do we have any? Or states reps? Statesman reps?
States reps.
You want to represent your state, right, as a Perfect Pour listener? Be a Perfect Pour rep. It's let us know bad. And claim it. Claim your. This is like everyone did, you know, everyone's just claiming land. You got to claim your land.
Mm hmm. If you're early in the game, you'll be known as one of the settlers of the Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour settler.
United States. So, new this week, if I've caught up with everybody, apparently there's lots of stuff that happens on Twitter, and I check it once a month, so sorry. the Scotty 91, correct, is now the Connecticut rep.
Nice. I always thought he was in New York, so.
Connecticut.
It's good.
I think T. Francis, we had last week from Mississippi. What else? Where to go? Oh, Fontana Jim, that's what it was. Fontana Jim wants to break up California a little bit, and so he's San Bernardino.
It should be. All right.
So by default,
there's no way no one else wants to claim San Bernardino County. Yeah.
No, thank you. Does that make Kelly our LA rep?
I'm going to say Kelly's our Los Angeles proper. Chew Your Beer's a Valley rep.
Valley rep? Okay. So we got have to add another category.
Yeah.
Greg will be our SD. And obviously, Paul's our Bay Area rep.
Right. Good.
And new.
Should Scotty be, because we can't be reps. Because, you know, owners of the brewery don't be reps. They're not reps, right, usually.
Right.
Oh, so Scotty B, I think.
Are you putting
I'm
a motion?
Nominating Scotty. I'm putting a no,
motion on the floor?
To nominate Scotty B as the Fresno rep for the Perfect Pour.
Do we have that seconded?
Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Motion carries.
Scotty B, you're the rep.
Scotty B's the rep.
When somebody comes to town that's a listener, Scotty B tries to meet up with him. Tries to get it. So that's what we like. Somebody that would want a host to get it. Then you get not necessarily at your house, but yeah.
All right,
I can't wait to hear about that. Get it on the coast. I heard about
coast get
birthday
it.
Boys get it later on the show.
All right, so those are the self-appointed reps. Also, a claimed state from Ohio. We have Bradley S.
All right,
he says
Bradley
ooh,
S.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, me, Ohio. Me. I claim Ohio.
So cheers to Bradley. You are now Ohio.
Nice. Ohio rep.
And internationally.
Yes, we need some international reps.
Ed from Wales, if that's even a real place.
Yeah, a real place. Come on.
And Guy Craig from, I think, Cambridge, UK.
Cambridge. So Guy can be the England rep, and
Ed from Imaginary
Land. Ed is from the Wales rep. Yeah. Nice.
The place where all the good beers come from.
Yeah.
Wales, bro.
They grow them there.
Yeah.
And then they...
Modern Times says, send us a couple.
Hey, can you send us some? Sure. We'll give you a couple. Well, there. So
there you
if
go.
You want to claim your land, be a rep for the Perfect Pour, you get nothing but talked about on the show. That's it. And one day, if we come to your state, you gotta give us your master bedroom. We get your master bedroom.
Like that.
And we want eggs, waffles, bacon in the morning.
When
that's my request anyway.
Fred Armisen was on Parks and Rec. And he tried to make the whole city like cater to him and make everybody say Viva Chavez.
I missed that one.
It was the sister cities.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He wasn't Fred. He was like, yeah okay.
Dang. Venezuela. I can't remember where he was from, but he's like, say Viva Chavez.
Oh, my God. Man, we need some more beer here.
Oh, boy.
Man, we're starting to fade, bro.
I know what it's
time. My buzz is starting to fade, bro. Uh-oh. Oh, got to turn on the fridge mic. Love the fridge mic.
As long as you don't have any microphones near the futon, we're good.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can.
What?
I'm fridging.
Yeah.
Talk into the microphone.
I'm fridging.
Not that much.
What's this sound?
A beer bottle.
That's a can.
Oh, no. Damn it. I had a 50-50 shot.
No, you need to grab one of those growlers.
What's this sound?
Oh, growler.
That's Chocotasso.
Oh, that's a Chocotasso.
Is Matt requesting a growler? I can't hear anything.
Growler.
Yes, growler.
Growler.
Growler. Growler. Your growler.
Does it start with a Z?
Yes.
Okay.
Zest hand. Zest
hand. That concludes your fridge tour.
Oh, man.
Coming in at 7.6% IPA Zest Control, which is the Fieldwork Central Coast collab.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is going to be great.
I know Mikey's not looking out for this beer.
I didn't know it existed. Did I know? I don't know.
Didn't even know I was looking out for it.
I think you knew.
I did. I probably did. Because I know everything.
I love gold.
Whoa.
Look at that growler jug pour.
That's some glug glug effect right there. Glug
glug. Oops. my finger got a little crazy there.
It's just in. Bevmo does not have this beer.
Well then.
Sometimes I'm a little too close to the drops. Going from middle to right to left of your podcast dial.
Oh, this growler. You wanted this?
Yeah, I'm surprised they got middle pour.
Oh,
on this cloud
bank. I got
bank.
Bottom pour.
Taste that bottomness.
Well, so it's actually not bottom pour. It's midway through pour.
Midway through. You got some headroom on the growlers.
You could have the top of the second beer there.
Ooh.
Oh, second. That's
some good.
Second round top pour.
That's some good aroma.
So if he puts the lid back on and then takes it off, is that a second top pour?
Second top pour.
Zest Control, unfiltered West Coast IPA.
Oh, spit it out. Spit it out.
They don't even acknowledge New England.
Hazy West Coast, is that what it said?
Mm-hmm.
Unfiltered IPA brewed with Citra Mosaic hops, heavily dosed with locally grown organic Valencia and navel orange zest.
Zest.
Get it while it's fresh. Oh, this beer will not be around long. So it has Citra Mosaic and actual zest.
Don't zest me, bro.
This is fucking good.
And it's West Coast.
Mm-hmm. The best coast. Jesus. I mean, California. Come on.
I thought you were going to say, keep talking about the beer. Jesus, this is good.
It's good, though. It is. We make the best beer. It's just sad. I feel bad. Like, I don't understand what the rest of the country's doing. They don't get it. They're like, okay, California, we'll keep making this beer. All right, but you're making it fucking wrong.
So is Germany pretty much just considered East Coast? Is
that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love beer.
Yeah, now, yeah. We used to consider everything Europe east of the Sierra Nevadas, but now It's everything's now everything's East Coast.
Everything's East Coast.
Europe's East Coast now.
I saw West Coast hop and West Coast hop accessories.
Mm, man, that's good. That's good beer.
Where would Japan fall? Are they doing craft beer?
They are. They are.
Yeah, they have Yoho.
Yoho.
Yoho's good. Mm-hmm. Not this good. Will though. You call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Hey, man. The Dorktown Network has a voicemail line that you can call the perfect pour on. You can call us with various things. The best things are just stuff to throw out at us to talk that you want us to talk about.
Yeah. Like, I wish they would talk about this. These guys suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us know. We'll talk about it. Leave us a voicemail. 559-492-0542 is the line of the perfect pour. And the first voicemailer of the week is from...
Guys! Can you hear me?
Scotty B!
How'd that happen?
I didn't set that up.
I want to tell you a little story.
All right, Scotty B.
Something happened. It's happening.
Ooh.
It hasn't really happened yet, but it's in the process of... Well, anyway, here we go. So, there's this guy that I haven't seen since high school. That was back in the 80s. I graduated in 89.
What?
And
don't reveal
he sent me a message on the Facebook with a screenshot of that religious habit. This was before it was released last Friday. And he's asking me, you have access to this, don't you? Because he knows I live in the area where Tayo Sequoia is. Mm. And so, long story short, he had me get him a couple 4-packs. One for him, one for his buddy.
His buddy.
So, when I go down to SoCal on October 7th, I'm going to bring him those 4-packs. We're going to have a little reunion and drink some beer.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Sounds good.
I haven't seen him since the 80s. It's like almost 30 years.
I haven't seen you since the 80s. And because of
but
beer,
back then,
you're back
me
together.
And him, we didn't drink craft beer together. We may have had a 40 or two and did other stuff, but we didn't craft drink 40. Craft beer. I'm glad 40s. We both grew up to have good taste. Though. I really am.
Yeah.
Really.
Isn't that
really
super?
Is heartwarming.
It's super.
Very heartwarming.
It's heartwarming.
Well, anyway, yeah, still on for October 7th. Hopefully I get to see Chew and Kelly and anybody else. I'm thinking my first stop is going to be Eagle Rock, East LA. And then I'll make my way towards downtown after that. I'll go west. After that, but Eagle Rock is the one that opens up the earliest, so that's probably going to be my first stop.
They get the best business.
Don't know where I'm going to go after that. I'll keep you posted. Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. There you go. Scotty B is going to be in Los Angeles the 7th of October, if I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
So look out. Getting it. Eagle Rock.
Eagle.
Beat Eagle Rock, man. Ready for right as they open. Scotty B will be out there. Come on, Chief. Get he open the door, Chief.
Perfect four. What's going on, guys? Hey, it's Floor Steve.
Floor Steve.
Long time no talk. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Matt.
Aww.
Happy birthday, man.
Aww, thank you. 30th. That's sweet. That's super
God,
sweet.
I don't even remember what the hell I did when I turned 30.
I don't remember either.
But I have a very important milestone of my own. Next year, I'll be turning the big 40.
Damn.
That's right.
40. Dude, that's old.
That's old, bro.
And me and my wife have been throwing around ideas as far as what to do. And she kind of suggested maybe Las Vegas.
Ooh.
So we'll see if that happens. I'm going to kind of...
Got Tenaya Brewing.
Spread the word out to... my friend, maybe we'll do a big mass fly out to Las Vegas and
get it flight.
Maybe hit
ultimate get it
out there. But as far as what I've been drinking, I've been kind of slowly whittling down some of the hurricane stock. I did have...
It's the hurricane season, not over.
First can
Take
of,
it easy. Don't use it all up.
Oaked Cat 5 IPA by Due South. I gotta tell you, that
was it
is
on
pretty
oak
good beer. They did a pretty good job with this version of the Cat 5 IPA.
On oak, so
I know, I know I sent you guys the main version quite a while ago, but this one is, I think, a little bit better because of the on oak flavor.
He said it.
He said it.
That, I've just
he said
been
it.
Drinking regular, normal stuff. I had my last Funky Buddha beer ever. I had a bottle of their sweet potato casserole still in my fridge from the hurricane. I had that. I will not be having another Funky Buddha after that.
Damn it.
But that's it. That's all I got. Keep up the work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the work.
And cheers.
Keep up the work.
Keep up the work, work. Keep up the work, work. Keep up the work, work, guys. Boom. Thanks, Father Steve. Glad you're doing okay. You still got a little bit of hurricane beer left. It's important.
And some leftovers.
Voicemails.
What is this message is for Dogtown.
Thank you for prefacing.
You didn't hear that. You guys didn't hear that.
Well, now you have to record another Dorktown.
Yep. We're forced
hey
to.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul!
Hey,
Paul!
With a Paul from Fairfax Industry Report.
Yes!
Oh, he's upgraded.
Finished up or am finishing up with a brew day.
Paul just had a brew
IPA
day.
That's taking Novato by storm.
Ooh.
Woo! And he's like, and I hit it.
Some fantastic beer here. I can't take any credit for it because it's not my recipe, but just to... As a testament to how good it is, last night I had a Cellar Maker beer, a Sante Adarius beer, and then I had our
Holy
IPA.
Shit.
And it measured up just as good, if not on some levels. I'm not even kidding. Maybe even better.
Wow.
So, yeah, our head brewer, Sean, is a beer wizard. And it's an honor to be working for him. Yeah, so my new motto is, make something good, share it with the world. So there you go.
I like it.
I think that's all I have to say. So, hey, keep up the good work. Cheers. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, guys, I brew beer now, and I'm going to talk about beer things. And beer.
And I'm awesome.
Oh, my gosh. All this beer talk.
And I'm awesome. See you guys later.
And I'm awesome. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Aren't you guys just tired
of Novato's hottest brewery.
Aren't you guys just tired of those arrogant brewers that call in here?
Yeah. All these brewers that call into the show now.
We've been podcasting so long, our listeners are now brewers.
Yeah. And we're still here. I'm still here. Like, hey, I'm still a podcaster that makes $80 a month.
Hey,
no. Right, well, I'm brewing, chief.
Well, you'd have to take a pay cut if you wanted to become a brewer.
$80 a month. Whoa. No. I can't afford that. With benefits? I don't think so.
Also, beer wizard must mean his beard is at least 2.5 feet long.
Beer wizard. I want that beer. I want to see that beer.
Beer wizard?
Yep. Call it beer wizard.
He's the pin beer wizard. I tried to work it in, sorry.
Cold Chancer.
Checking out HVB here. Just a chopping, tweaking essay.
Mm-hmm.
New England style IPA.
Don't do it,
Praise
Chew.
The Haze by Ectic Brewing.
Praise the Haze.
A six-pack, Holmes. Not bad. Okay, beer, Holmes. But for a six-pack, $16, that's just fucking ridiculous. I say. Don't buy it. If you could buy single cans, go ahead and do that, Holmes. Just some word from advice. It's a delicious beer. It's not bad, Holmes, but it's not worth $16. Also, where I bought this stuff, at my local bottle shop, like the one in Long Beach, but
local?
Now the one local to me, I say.
Local.
Also bought some in Sargento, brewery from Tijuana. I bought an IPA and a pale ale. Haven't had those yet because I'm going to save those for the weekend. had some graveyard, Mateo. I had some that new freshy.
I haven't had that
graveyard by Pizza Port.
This version yet.
Amazing, delicious, but it does feel a little bit more hot. There's a little bit more heat. Ooh. I don't know if that's
all right.
The ABV's higher. I didn't pay attention to it, but it's still fucking good, eh? What else? Mateo, happy birthday, eh?
Feliz
cumpleaños, homeboy. That's about it. There's some other beers that I bought essay from them, but I also requested for them to carry some Beechwood. So hopefully when they start carrying, maybe I can send some out to you. Yes. A lot of El Segundo. They say whatever Chew wants, Chew's going to get, Holmes.
Nice.
So that's pretty dope. I'm looking forward to hanging out with Scotty B. Scotty B, like I said, that's my company picnic day, Holmes. And if Chew Bear is not getting any trophies or awards, normally I always do, Holmes, because I'm a badass local when it comes to working, I said. But I'm going to try to squeeze you in, I said. That's about it, Holmes.
Everyone likes to squeeze in Chew.
I just didn't have anything to talk about, I said, but I've been drinking beers now, so there you go. Orale, Mateo.
Orale.
Feliz cumpleaños, I said. I said, watch away. Peace out, eh?
Peace out. Chew your beer on social media. Not on Instagram, though.
No. I think Twitter. He has a secret Instagram account.
Yeah, you think?
I think
he's
so.
He's like Twitter. He seems Twitter exclusive.
I don't know.
Which is rare for beer geeks.
He's led onto some stuff that I only post on Instagram.
Because
I don't post on Twitter.
Oh, he's got... he's creeping. He's creeping on Instagram. So Chew Your Beer is seeing what I'm doing on Instagram, and he doesn't not telling me. I could be like talking all kinds of smack about Chew on Instagram, and he's like, "I see you, Holmes.
I see you.
Chale. I see what you're doing. Don't do that, man. That's not cool." Chew Your Beer.
The Carnicero.
Perfect pour. Eric, the Beer Father here. It's been a while since I've called.
Yeah, bro.
We haven't had a show in a while because we've been remodeling our studio. It's officially done. Recorded tonight, so hopefully this gets on before your episode this week.
Beer with Friends podcast.
We have people that will be at the GABF, and I know you have listeners and Perfect Pour representatives that will be at GABF.
Got some reps.
Our producer Ryan, along with... one of the guests that's on the show quite frequently. Dustin will be at GABF this year. So I was just curious to know if any of your listeners want to get a Midwest/West Coast meetup at GABF. If there's going to be a Get It at GABF, Perfect Pour Get It, let us know on your episode so that we can get our people there to meet with your people. Also, I know you guys were weighing in last week about standing in beer lines versus lotteries and so on. And so
online
forth.
Sales.
Yeah. Not a big fan of the online lotteries because it seems like there's a lot of beer traders/beer hoarders that get people to log into fast computer feeds. Beer lines are just as bad in general, but at least the people that wait in the lines that spend the time get the beer that they're looking for. So that's kind of the way we feel about it at this point. We're back. Episodes are back. We'll be releasing this week. So if anybody's wondering about our podcast, we're back in action after the studio remodel. So still listening to you guys. Love what you do. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Beer with Friends podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we're just about to start renovations on our studio as well.
Where are they out of? They Michigan?
They're maybe in Michigan. It's either Wisconsin or Michigan. I'm sorry, guys.
Both are open.
I don't think I didn't feel like that was an official.
Yeah, I didn't feel
request
like that either.
As being the rep,
right?
So
that's what I was wondering.
Still unclaimed. So our next show will come out right when GABF is in swing next Friday. So this would be the show to kind of like organize shit. and we don't have a last it was it last year or year before we had Matt from Tacoma.
Yeah.
Or it was like, hey, and there's the, this
and Condo Brewing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't they get together?
I thought they did.
I think so, but congratulations to 3B Zine because they're going to GBF. Whoa. I heard on their show. So they got out there ahead of us. That's one of that's our dream for us to be at all be at Firestone Walker and for us all to be at GABF. These are two goals, and two of the goals of the Perfect Pour show is to be all of us do that. So maybe 2018 we can just laser focus on GABF.
Get our shit together.
Yeah. Just start saving.
Leave the house saving for a weekend.
Patreon money. Oh, that's tough. I'm gonna be in Tempe, Phoenix during GABF
this year
because that's when Blade Runner comes out, and Trent and I will be seeing Blade Runner, and I'm going to be going to Arizona Wilderness Brewing probably the Friday that I think would be the 6th, October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we're kind of loosely planning on that Friday being at Arizona Wilderness Brewing. So there's that. There's all these get it possibilities for the first weekend in October.
Please tell me you're going to live capture you guys' reactions to the movie and piss everybody else off in the theater.
No, I won't. Damn it. Man, there's so much good buzz about Blade Runner 2049 right now. Get off my podcast.
You mean besides Ryan Gosling being in it?
Ryan, he's so pretty.
Hey guys, Beer Father here again. We also want to be your Illinois representative for the Perfect Four. So if nobody else has thrown their hat in, you can mark off
Illinois
podcast.
Illinois.
As the people that listen to Perfect Four, we have quite a few people that listen to your show based on listening to our show and vice versa, I'm sure. So appreciate all you do. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Cheers.
We're like, is it Michigan or Wisconsin?
We're done.
Illinois. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we knew.
So I'm gonna designate Eric the Beer Father as head of the cabinet. But this includes the entire Beer with Friends podcast.
As long as he sends us pizza.
I'm gonna be starting there. I don't know if we need people or not, but there is a fantasy hockey league that
that they
run that I'm a part of.
Interesting.
I'm in there. So I don't know if they need new people, but if you get with Eric the Beer Father and see you want to be part of that, if you're into fantasy NHL hockey.
I didn't know you could do that with hockey.
You can do it with golf. NASCAR has fantasy. Oh, golf has fantasy. Oh,
that just seems like gambling.
Well, it is. Me up, left me a I got. A lot. I owe some people some money right now for fantasy football. No joke. There's a dude, Soul, who's a home brewer. He's like $2 away. I owe that guy $100 right now. I've owed him $100 for like a month.
That's steep.
Yeah, he might show up at any moment and be like,
bro. Some legs.
Is that why you just duck out? You can drive down the street with your headlights
off? I'll be right back, man. Dude, I need that $100. Yeah, I'm coming right. I'll be right back.
I know is...
Is it okay if I use Patreon money to pay my gambling debts?
Yeah, we need you, so yes.
Oh, yeah. I got the okay.
We cannot do this without you.
Honey. It's okay. I'm using Patreon money for gambling. Oh, that's fine then. Thanks everyone for calling. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line. We appreciate it. We love hearing from the listeners, so that's fun. And it was fun.
All I know is Alicia Cuthbert's married to a hockey player. That's my extent of hockey.
Oh. Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I don't know what's happening. My phone just... doing something weird. My drops. I need my drops. Where's here. Your drops?
You were leaning on them earlier. Now you can't find them.
Now everything's cattywampus.
Great.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for
still can't believe that growler, dude. Oh my god, it's a good beer.
Oh my god. Oh, I might as well just finish it then.
Get it. Get that Bob Corn. Looking out for beer releases to look out for us.
Yeah, beer.
And for you. Oh, there's still. Oh, yes. There's
we
still
were
some
just
of this beer.
Kidding.
Oh, that's a two-part burp.
Burp. Two-parter. Wait for it. Burp. Nope, it's not done. Burp.
Top burp and bottom burp.
Oh, yeah. There was plenty of zest in that one.
Zest. Control. Control your zest.
Yeah.
Damn it. Look it out for Matt. What are you looking out for? As Louie sits in producer Vicky's chair.
Modern Times is releasing another hard-to-get IPA series. And the first one coming out in October is called Infinite Seeds. I wanted to say that this was a West Coast IPA, but I'm not sure. And I don't really want to look. But Infinite Seeds.
It doesn't matter. It's Modern Times.
I just want it.
It's in a can. It looks cool.
You talked about those Beechwood cans. I want those in my life. And that's what I'm in search of. So Looking out for.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Beer. Matnick. Matnick.
Mine is also short and sweet. Stop dying.
You okay there?
Okay.
Cracker in your throat?
No, I don't know. Just old throat.
Old throat.
Got an old throat.
Old throat over there.
old throat. That doesn't work.
That's totally. Throat. It's like it's not working. North Coast is starting to capture my interest again. North Coast is weird to me. They do Old Rasputin, awesome, mm-hmm. a bunch of okay right. beers. They go and do Brother Thelonious, which is awesome. Prankster, awesome. Which is awesome. So now they're getting into Berliner Weisses, and I'm kind of happy they're doing this. I think they will excel in this category. Their first one out is a cranberry quiche, I don't know. It's weird. But it's a Berliner Weiss with cranberry flavoring, apparently from North Coast.
Wow.
I would like to look out for that. And it's a corked bottle. It's also different. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
But does it have a cage?
The Belgians have, yes, Cajun cork.
Does it have a cage?
Yes.
Okay.
Thelonious and Prankster both have corks. So this is new as far as Berliner Weiss for them.
They're branching out.
Branch. I take. I must buy this.
I will buy. No?
Hold, please. There's also a new Norwal variant out this year.
Oh, man. I was wondering if you're going to see this.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No. I was like, if Nick doesn't see this, then I'm going to throw this out there. But go ahead. I want to hear it.
Well, I can't take all the credit for this. Cheers to Auger's Loggers for sending me the picture of the Cocoa Coconut Narwhal Trip into the Woods series. So it's, they have narwhal, they have barrel-aged narwhal, and they also have Trip into the Woods narwhal. And this year's is the Cocoa Coconut.
What do you think? I'm really interested in that. What do you think of adding coconut to your narwhal?
It sounds weird, but I'm still going to part with $20 to try it.
Is that what it'll be?
The Trip into the Woods beers have been around $20. Yeah.
Okay.
They're large
format bottles.
That sounds
like a $20 challenge waiting to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Especially it's a lot for a beer, though. It really is.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the max I've done. Only because of our Golden God money, if I'd spent $20 on a bottle of beer.
That's 2 6-packs, or that's a case of Founders All Day, or, I mean, you know, $20 can go pretty far.
Yeah.
And then you go and buy one beer with it and look like an asshole.
Yep. And then you got to share it, too.
Yeah. Do you? Do you really?
You don't, actually.
But you should.
Looking out for, looking out for asshole beers.
Whoa. Strong words. What about, it's, well, I think this always relates to GABF, but
yeah.
Kern River Citra.
Ooh.
Citra season.
Damn it.
You think I don't they made think extra this is this Adrian. Year? Probably not Adrian. Maybe? Adrian Citra? Or no?
It's I'd have over. To ask him. I know River Buddy was.
River Buddy might have been his last.
But Citra says it's coming out in November, right?
No, the Citra is like out this weekend. Like if you're up in Lake Isabella, you can get your Citra.
All no lottery, day. Nothing?
I didn't see a lottery, but I would assume there is, but I didn't see it.
They usually They're
just,
do
I just saw them advertising this weekend that Citra. Come get it.
Wow.
It might not be his.
Do we know who the brewer is now at Kern River?
Well, it's probably, they still had a brewer. They still had a brewer, even with what's his name leaving and Adrian being hired. There was still another guy, which is probably okay. Still the same thing.
All right. That's fine. There's some consistency there. Should be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's cool.
Speaking of which, what the hell is Adrian doing here? Has he done anything yet with Full Circle? Crickets?
Cricket.
There was like the announcement.
I heard some.
There was the announcement that he was here, and then I've heard nothing since then.
I heard
then.
Some critiquing on Full Circle that they have a cooler. They have glassware in the cooler. They have chilled glassware.
Oh, yes.
Which is very not right.
But there's probably people that come in like, I want my glass chilled.
Well, it's a controversial topic just because I get this at Tioga every spring going into summer. And they're just like, there's these coolers we could utilize. So we have, and I'm just like, we all know chilled glassware is, and they're all, if it's not chilled, it's over 90 degrees. And I was like, I get it. I get washing glassware makes them hot. I get sitting in a warm room makes them hot. But at the same time, we try to say chilled glassware is wrong.
Right.
And then we try to go, maybe we should chill our glassware.
So maybe we should cool our glassware down. Yeah. Why do you do that? You chill it, but you can't chill it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you can't make the earth colder. So.
Yep. We somehow see this is global warming coming to bite.
Oh, here we go.
Craft beer in the ass. We're going to have to start chilling our glassware, people. And you're just going to have to start accepting it. Okay? It's going to mute it. What you do is you're like, can I get, you're going to have a mid-range cooler. You're going to have to chill your glassware and then be like, I'll come up to you, Matt. I'll be like, can you take a glass out of the cooler, leave it for 5 minutes, and then pour me a beer? That's what you're going to have to do.
We're going to have them air conditioned, so it's like a dry cool.
Yeah, give me a dry cool. Can you have a dry cooled glass of water?
I remember when I did work at Peeves. I'm not even going to say RIP.
I remember when I worked at Peeves.
That did have glassware in the fridge, and there would be a point in the evening where you couldn't really get them in there long enough to be chilled. And you would kind of see more bottle sales going into the evening versus draft sales because people couldn't necessarily get chilled glassware.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And they would just take the bottle and not use glassware. Mm. Interesting.
But I mean, when people talk about beer, they kind of get skeptical to begin with.
There's a new tagline for our show. The perfect part. When people talk about beer, they kind of get skeptical to begin with.
The number one thing, which I hope other people in the industry have had this same question. The number one thing I get is people go, I know you have bottled beer in the fridge. Do you have any bottled beer that's in warm storage? And I ask them why. And they go, well,
I'm not going to answer that. What the hell are you asking me that question there for?
And so people have a legitimate question. And they'll go, well, we know that if you change the temperature in beer, it could affect it. And I said, that is a true thing. And they go, well, if we buy warm beer and we travel with it warm and then we chill it down, that's better than if you buy cold beer, let it get warm, and then you chill it back down. And
I would agree with that.
But my only argument against that is when you bottle beer, it's typically at 32 degrees. So whether it you let it warm and then travel with it warm, or whether you keep it cold and you let it travel warm and then get it cold,
transferred.
To me, the issue is
excellent, Mike.
The traveling of it with it getting warm is not the issue. It's the amount of time that it stays warm is the issue. So you would want a cold beer that warms up for a short period versus a warm beer that stays warm for an additional period. So
my beer brain just busted.
Yeah, beer math.
Egg timer. The amount of time it stays warm is worse.
Right.
So if you could shorten that gap.
The amount of, time it stays warm is worse than the temperature change.
Yes. Temperature and light are factors.
Right.
But the amount of time that it's exposed to either or is what does the damage.
The time. Okay. Well, all right. Say I go to Russian River.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm doing real world scenarios here.
Yes.
And it comes out and it's cold.
Yes.
Case of Russian River bottles.
Yes.
I forgot to bring an ice chest. I'm a cheap ass. I'm not going to get a fucking ice chest just for one fucking case. Okay.
Okay.
And I put it in my trunk.
Yep.
And I drive down.
Yep.
It's now transferred. It's now been warm transferred.
Yes. So there is damage done to it because the bottles did get warm, but not as much damage as if you had them on your dashboard where there could have been light and temperature.
Just put them on the, where am I going to put these on? On the dashboard. I don't give a shit.
Everybody must see I've been to Russian River. Therefore, I will transport these on my dashboard.
Showing everyone. Yeah, I've been to Russian River.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. If you could have kept them cold in the box, that would have been the ultimate transportation method.
Yeah.
But how had people you know been, you went to Russian River?
But had you been upfront about it, you know, they could have gotten warm or they could have seen light.
I'm thinking on top of the car.
Yeah.
That way, maximum.
Get my Subaru and put it on the rack up on top.
Yeah.
Like, and strap it down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Once in a while, I'll stick my arm out the window and point up there. Yeah, uh-huh. Look up there.
Look up there. And then you wait for it, right?
You're like, case.
They're like, honk, honk. Hey, guy, you left the case on top. I know, isn't it cool?
I know I did.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Thanks for noticing. Thanks. Appreciate your concern.
Room temperature transfer.
Room temperature. It's okay. It's only a two-hour drive.
Matt from the Perfect Pour said this is fine.
It's only a two-hour drive. It won't hurt it.
How you doing?
It's worse if it got cold and then warm again. Don't worry about it.
Did you go? You know Paul's brewing now? Paul from Fairfax. Paul. Jeez. I didn't care. Keep driving.
Scotty B's going to L.A. next week. It's going to be great.
Right, get it with Scotty B?
Hey, where are you going? L.A.? Oh, Scotty B's going to be down there.
Oh. Ooh, driving the 101. Whee!
Thrill seeker.
Whee! Oh, one more looking out for. Yeah, see? We brought it back.
Oh, wait. We're still here.
Alvarado Street.
Yeah.
Their first ever IPA they brewed was called Minesweeper. And they bringing it back. They bring it back.
I did see this.
They found the recipe.
They're re-releasing Minesweeper, their first IPA. It's with Morris Otter malt, guys.
Morris?
Maris. Yeah.
Morris.
Morris.
That's what I said, Maris. Simcoe Citra Dry Hopped. I want to have Minesweeper. We've had that though, right? We had Minesweeper, right?
Yes, we have.
I don't think we have.
Well, no. I'm going to consult on tap later.
I don't think we've had Minesweeper.
Where's our cans? Really
freaking familiar, man.
They're not all up there.
No.
Oh, shit. I just had a beer that... Oh, fuck. I had it in my brain. Now it's gone.
I had it in my brain. There's a new beer. I had it in my brain.
How's it in my brain?
said Alvarado. Right. I said Minesweeper.
We'll think of it.
Whoa. Where's that coming from? Where's the sound coming from? I don't see Mikey, but I hear him.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Is he fridge miking?
Fridge miking.
What do you see, Michael?
Man, there's like a lot of good beers, dude. Augers, Lagers, and XL.
Stay out of that drawer.
Have us hooked up. I don't know what to do here.
All you got to do is stay out of the drawer.
You got to get that attack frequency. Oh. Don't think I forgot that's in there.
Damn it.
But we have Norwal in there.
Yeah, it'll be in there.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
This will be at GABF, by the way, Modern Times.
Are you aware of what you just said?
No. I don't know.
I don't know what he said.
When it comes to stouts, I don't know what I said.
But for us to
son of a beast.
For us to have this beer, we have to have the song on. Sitting on a hill, drinking green flies. Sit back and listen.
Can we drink it now?
Nope.
Oh. How about now?
Nope.
Just go ahead and open it already. It's fine now.
Cleanse your palate.
It's fine now. Just go ahead and open it.
Nope. Shh. I see it in the store. No, you won't. Drink it like a whore till there is no more. You're still going. That's taking a personal break.
And he's out. Attack frequency. Sitting on a hill, dreaming of you still. I wonder if I will ever get my fill. Still the dream goes on. On and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, did you hear that? That's a 16-ounce can of an attack frequency, man.
I love gold.
There's a song about it, and now we're having it.
Having
it. And it goes on and on and on.
And this, by the way, GABF, Modern Times will be there.
Yeah.
And attack frequency will be on. Mm-hmm. So.
Oops, I dropped it.
To the perfect poor listener, this will be on tap, and I'm assuming this is the same batch as they're sending to GABF?
Yes. Typically, you send beers to GABF a month before they are served and or judged.
So here we are. We're having the GABF attack frequency right now, thanks to Augers_Lagers.
Augers. This is definitely one of the better non-traditional Modern Times labels.
Yes. Agreed.
And this is good,
can
too.
Can art is on point. Ooh, yeah.
There's something weird there. There is something weird there. But I'm like digging it.
It's ginger, isn't it?
Yeah. Here you go. You got it. There's ginger in there.
It's almost lime.
Ginger lime.
Ginger limes.
I'm okay with it.
Where's the shrimp?
Wow, this is good sushi beer.
Unagi.
Unagi. Bangkok drinking on Untapped, where all three of us are on Untapped. You should be on Untapped too, with two P's. Untapped. The Zania guys over there at the Untapped. The Nick 80.
What?
On Untapped. Oh, what you been drinking this week? What you been caught drinking?
I've been a caught a drinking. You just got jammed. Narwhal.
Narwhal. You've had it.
Had it. Had to have it. Had it. Narwhal.
Narwhal season has begun in full swing.
Si, senor.
Guava and apricot.
Did not see that coming.
Oh, there's guava. And this attack of frequency.
Yep.
Guava and apricot. Wow, I totally am behind the lime slash ginger.
Yeah, it's oddly spicy.
It's good.
Guava. Reminds me of Sobe Life Water. Make a beer out of Sobe. And you have some.
So what else other than Narwhal?
Narwhal and
how's Narwhal this year? How's Narwhal this
year? Man, it's good. Man, it's pretty good.
Yeah, your voice got way too high, dude. This is a bad Narwhal season. Bad Narwhal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. No, very good. Very and you know what they did this year? Six packs this year.
Narwhal.
It's no longer a four pack.
Yeah, I was like, last year, wasn't that a controversial
thing?
They're
just trying to get rid of it.
We talked about it. It was like, just put in six packs.
We got left over from last year. They won't know.
But wasn't that a thing last year where they sized the ball down? Or am I thinking of a different year? No,
that's Parabola.
Okay, that's Parabola.
Ah, damn it, Bob. You actually ordered six packs instead of four packs.
Oh, damn it.
That is a good point.
What are we going to do?
New label and six packs this year. What are they trying to do? Damn it. No, I'm worried.
Interesting.
So what? $12 for a six pack? That's not too bad.
No.
Still drinkable stout.
That's fine. For a craft beer, $12. And that's a good solid alcohol content. That's a freaking bargain.
Yes. It now, I haven't done the side by side between Old Rasputin and Narwhal yet this year. Because Old Rasputin is still $8 for a four pack. Yeah, it'd be about the same price. Okay. We're right there.
No, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't escape it. It's a good deal. Sorry.
What else has been happening?
What else do you drink? Did you go somewhere? Did you go to an establishment?
I did, and there was no craft beer to be found.
Boo. Boo, non-craft beer establishment.
Non-craft beer establishment. So, that carries me to the brother's birthday dinner, where I had...
I was there, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Oh, good job.
Evil Twins Mexican Biscotti Cake Break.
Oh, okay. This was at the dinner?
Yeah. Well, we had dinner at home.
Oh, okay.
We cooked tacos.
I was thinking you're in a public place. I was like, what the hell place has that on tap?
Tacos at my house.
That's the beer I stopped at Fig Tree for before we headed over there. And that was one of the shared beers. I don't want to talk about them all because the brother did bring out some really cool beers that night. So I'll let him have those.
Leave it to Matt.
For his bin cut.
Birthday boy.
But we had some good beer. Gosh, over the weekend, it was such a crazy weekend. It was like, I hate to admit it, but it was mostly Coors Light.
I wonder what that tastes like now.
When you need a beer, it's a beer.
We need a beer, I guess.
It's
one of those. All right. The Nick 80 on Untappd. That's what you got to follow that, dude. Bearded Brewer 87.
I promise I'll check in.
AKA Matt. You were birthday week. It was a week of birthdays for Matt.
Yep.
He went to the coast. All kinds of interesting stuff. I have been waiting all week to hear what the hell happened to Matt. Let's go. Been caught.
So drive into the Central Coast. Drop off the car. And we end up at McCarthy's with Tony Bags, and he buys me hams. So started out the...
Cheap.
Cheap ass.
How about a hams? I guess.
Yeah.
If you have $2 in your pocket.
Not even a PBR, bro. Not even an 805, bro.
Come on. Nah, I don't have 805 money, man.
Made our way over to Frog and Peach. Sorry, not Frog and Peach. That was Saturday. Made it over to Barrel House. Got to sample. Ooh. They had a Big Sur, Paso their oatmeal Robles. Stout. They had a juicy IPA and a Sweet Wild of Mine.
Sweet Wild of Mine?
Yep.
Nice. Sweet Wild of Mine. Man. Yeah.
Name game is strong.
Well done. Well done.
You have my attention.
So got to sample on those and show a friend the speakeasy that's in San Luis, which is really nice. I really like that venue.
Wait, what?
So
there's a speakeasy, or it's just a place called Speakeasy?
No. So you're over by the Mission, and there's it's Moondoggies on one side. If you go to the other side, there's like a Wingstop. There's a couple of nonchalant businesses, and then there's like
Giuseppe's,
like an underwear store or whatever.
Giuseppe's.
Yeah.
Oh, underwear store. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
But in the front of this building.
Does the underwear let me breathe?
So if you look at the building.
I got to breathe.
It's breathable, bro.
You look at this building, it says Barrel House on it. But you walk in, and it's a barbershop.
A Barrel House barbershop.
It literally is a barbershop.
Your name's confusing.
They have two chairs, and there's people literally getting haircuts, and you're just kind of awkwardly staring at each other. But you notice a staircase on the left side.
Oh.
And you take the staircase down, and you're in a bar.
What?
Yeah, and they have a small little area for a band. They have probably about seating for about 35, 40 people. They have a full bar in there, two bathrooms, and they have about 18 taps. And it's a basement bar. And the interesting thing is on the left side of the bar, they have a bookcase, which has games and stuff that you can, you know, rent out or not rent out, just grab and play and stuff like that. But if you pull a secret lever, that bookcase opens and it's the door to the refrigerator.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it's a true little speakeasy going on down there.
Remember that next time you're in St. Louis. I have no idea that was a thing.
So it's.
Do you know how long it's been there?
I think it's been there about at least 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. But always a fun thing to go to. It's even if you don't think they're the best beer in the world, it is an extremely cool experience. And your phone drops down to 3G, so you're forced to talk to people.
Just so you know,
and
your phone becomes useless, and you have to talk.
Yeah. So
now I'm not sold. Now I'm like, oh God, I gotta conversate.
Made it over to Central Coast Brewing. Got to sample out this Zest Control, which we're drinking.
Oh my God.
They had Zest a black Control. IPA on draft. They had the Juice Box Hero and a Monterey Street and Lucky Day 2.0. Brought home a crowler from Silva Brewing. It was a Hop Maniac, so I got to enjoy that.
Ooh. How was it?
It was really good. And then I also
had one of the GABF beers, too. Uh-huh.
And then Krager Heights, which is their Dank IPA. It wasn't like super West Coast, but it was good. It was bitter. It was IPA. I also drank one of that. One of those. And for the birthday, opened up a growler of the Juice Box Hero with a brother. So we got to sip on that beer.
Oh, damn it.
We had said Evil Twin. I was like, well, we can try this. And he's all, I don't normally like hazies, but this piques my interest. So we,
you know, don't tell Mikey.
Don't tell Mikey.
And then I pulled out a beer because the stepfather was there and he likes the darker beers. So, I had a Praba Java, which Tony Bags had gotten me back in 2015. So I had one of those.
Ooh, 2015 Praba Java.
So I had aged for 2 years and popped one of those open. 14%.
Did that take the edge off the 2 years?
It drank smooth.
There you go.
I think the brother can.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was okay. You know, I mean, you know, in a pinch.
Just, you know, when you need alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, we need something quick. What do you got? Yeah. Oh, Praba Java, sure.
Praba Java from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Open it up.
Fine. Shut up.
It's got alcohol in it, right?
Booze?
Boozy.
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 No, aged very well. That's a...
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... You know, it's not Parabola, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And just aging that one did really well.
Nice.
It was interesting.
That was all the birthday week summed up?
Yes.
And the yes. Beechwood Utter Love.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I saw that on your on tap. I was like, what the fuck?
I had been
drinking Beechwood.
I had picked up that beer. Where was I?
That was a Cal Fresh Pool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Back when we were on our vacation in June, I picked up that from California Fresh Market. And I'd been meaning to bring it to the podcast. And kind of, it was in the garage fridge. So I kind of kept forgetting about it.
Boo.
But, yeah.
I could have had that beer. Damn, you're in your 30s, dude. Your memory's starting to go.
You wouldn't have liked it. It was a dark beer. Oh, even though it says Beechwood.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I utter don't believe you.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You worked it in.
Yay.
Don't you utter your words.
I got the name in. Bearded Brewer 87. Get him on untap. Hit him up. Make a comment.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Toast.
Comment and say, hey, why'd you check into this beer, Matt? And then Mal will just be like, I'm not answering that.
Mikey, what are you been drinking?
I had an evil twin stout.
Yes.
You're in the jungle, baby.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
But did
you bought
die?
It for I bought it I did not die. I bought it for producer Becky.
Sure.
And I split it with her.
Right.
I did.
Yeah, heard that before. Look, guys, two glasses are on the table. It must mean I'm splitting it.
I'll tell you why this was the best beer I had this week.
Because it's a stout.
Yeah. Because I also still had some XPA, Tioga Sequoia, XPAs
nice.
In the can. And so I had that You're in the Jungle, Baby, first. And then I already had one of the XPAs from the can. I was like, yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not that night, but earlier. And then the next day I had this, you know, You're in the Jungle. And then I had another XPA can from that same four pack. And I was like, oh my God, that freaking XPA popped like so well. I was like, this is the best beer. The aroma on the XPA was amazing. The taste was amazing. And it was because I had the stout beforehand. The stout, I've said this before, but nothing calibrates your IPA taste buds like a stout. The stout just like erases everything and like brings you back to normal. And you're like, okay, now I can judge an IPA properly. So it's great that stouts exist so that IPAs can taste better. That's why stout.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's
no,
why
no,
stouts
no.
exist.
That's not why stouts exist.
Well, this is what I figured out. So I also had those XPAs, and they were so good after stouts. So I need to, I've said this before. I'm sorry, but I need to keep stouts around so that I can reset my palate. Because sometimes this is a problem with IPAs. Your palate will just get wrecked, or your palate is just not there. And you're just like, why does this taste not good? I know this beer is good. Nothing, just because your palate's all jacked up. You need to freaking calibrate, bro. So have a couple stouts in the fridge just to calibrate. Not to enjoy, just to calibrate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't enjoy
That's
them.
What you got to tell yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it other than New Glory Century. IPA Century. From New Glory, San Diego Century. And that is going to be on our YouTube channel. I did a beer bench video. The Perfect Pour. Look for that channel on YouTube. Subscribe to it. You can see a beer bench video I did
I'm
with
busy.
That. All right. No, never mind. Don't worry about it then. Just listen to the show. Woo! And that's looking out for Bin Cod Drinking. Where are we at? So we're having fun, huh?
We have fun.
You guys enjoy show? I enjoy show.
Yes, very much.
Yes, I like beer show. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show. Cheers! Cheers to the golden gods! Woo! Ooh. They're so friggin' cool. Yeah, you're like, yeah. What? You're like new to the show, or you're new to listening to the show this far along. You know, a lot of people, the percentages on podcasts of people that listen all the way through, they're lower than, you know, not 100% of people that start listening finish the show.
That's insane.
Doesn't happen all the time. But you're here. You're still here. But way deep in the show, and we appreciate that. And the Golden Gods are people that donate money to the show every month via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour is where you go. That's our page on Patreon. You can donate money to the show every month, and then we give you a little bit of the extra something. You can listen to the tailgate, and you can get stuff that we do early. And then you just get satisfied that you give us some money. We're going to buy some actually, Nick got us some new stickers already.
Word.
And we got new stickers because of Patreon. And once in a while, we'll do a $20 beer challenge. Stuff gets paid for because of Patreon. So thank you guys. All the much appreciation to our Golden Gods. And also, cheers to M.R.E. Ortega on Instagram. Two of our primary donors to this show, beer donors, XL Perro on social media, and Augers_Loggers.
Nice.
Lots of good beer here, as well as Tony Bags and Matt and Nick and whatever, man.
What?
I didn't buy anything for the show this week. That's the kind of jerk I am. Also, cheers to John Oliver. John Oliver has a show on HBO.
Okay.
And yep. He did a big thing about basically corporate, basically like how it's bad that so many corporations are whatever genre you're talking about are merging, and there's less competition and less choices we have as Americans as far as a lot of things go. And AB InBev / beer got pulled into that rant. So he did some nice ranting about AB InBev and why it's bad that there's not much choice, and how much AB InBev controls beer now. So it's so bad that it's gotten to HBO show level where they're talking about how much AB InBev controls beer. So it's not just us beer geeks now talking about it. It's comedians with HBO shows talking about how much AB InBev controls.
So. How the hell did that not make it to culture?
Yeah. So cheers to John Oliver. And you got some cheers, Nick.
Well, we kind of did it earlier, but cheers again to our new state's reps, Eric the Beer Father and the rest of the Beer with Friends podcast, now representing Illinois. Where did I write him down? That's weird.
A different page?
Apparently. I don't see where I wrote him down. Okay. T. Francis, the Scotty 91, and Bradley from Ohio. Our newest state's representative.
Yeah. Love the reps. Love our reps. Whoa. Man, I went straight for it right there. That was a quick open. Quick open.
I love gold.
Last beer of the episode. XL is saying, get rid of my beer because I'm Nord's coming, so we're doing it.
Mala's a coming.
This is another Carton Brewing. I love New Jersey's Carton Brewing. This is ID IPA. Yeah. There you go. ID IPA. Pass it around. Enjoy it. Let's all enjoy it.
I will enjoy it.
I don't think we got Matt's cheers, but...
Nope, he's leaving us.
That's all right. Matt, could you give us some cheers?
Cheers to Dylan. He's from Silva Brewing. I stopped in there.
Wow.
He vaguely remembered me, which is good.
Yes! I always like vague remembrance.
Cheers to Mr. Silva himself. He was there doing the good beer thing.
Was he just working? Did you get to talk to him?
He was hanging out. They'd just come back in. I think they had run some errands, but they just came back in and they stopped in for a beer. And then cheers out to Brendan from Central Coast. Thank you for being hospitable and sharing that fieldwork growler with us.
All right. Cheers. Cheers to everybody that listens all the way through. We really appreciate you being here with us. And if you could talk about us, word of mouth is awesome for us. So, you know, just pick one person this week, one person, and ask them if they listen to the podcast. And if they do, maybe do you listen to The Perfect Pour? Do you like craft beer? Do you like fun? Do you like fun? Things that are fun? Yeah. You know, talk about us at Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. I'm Mikey Top Pour. Nick is the Nick 80.
That's right.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And that's all the things you need to know. PerfectPourPod.com. And have a safe week. Be safe, but have fun. Make sure to check them dates.
Yes.
And we'll just be hanging out, looking for get-its all week. We'll come back next week and talk about your GABF fun. And Suburbs and Music. Whee!